This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Tone, but you're a Browns fan.
I think we're all Browns fans. We're all together. And if they win this Sunday, oh boy.
Can I also say this before we launch into this? You guys are going to listen at 7:45. I did something as dumb as I've ever done in my entire life yesterday, and it will be one of the most memorable FMLs you've ever heard in your entire life. In the history of the show, that we haven't had FML for that long, it will be one of the most interesting FMLs you've ever listened to. And one of the most memorable. Lima knows. Lima's told nobody. Owen does not know. Mitch does not know. Lima, will this be one of the most satisfying FMLs at 7:45?
I'm a little nervous about... I appreciate your vulnerability over this.
I am a little bit nervous as well because I don't want anybody to dig and test and then all of a sudden I'm in more trouble than what I already am.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You had my interest. Now you have my attention.
Yes, I do. And you will hear it at 7:45. So I heard we had the arguments. What was that, Monday we had that argument? That was a good argument, by the way. Well done.
That was a little Monday, a little Tuesday.
A little bit of A, a little
and
bit
guess
of B.
What day it is?
It's Wednesday. So
here
you know,
we go again.
We got to put together our game plan, and we put together those, and off we go. Which, by the way, we will be talking about Ohio State later on because the pressure is just suffocating on Ryan Day and James Franklin coming up in this football game on Saturday. However, should Jameis get the chance to be the long-term starter? Thought about this. There was a tweet by Sam Block I saw this morning when I woke up. 33rd Team put it out there. They're one of those websites that followed us all to get all their people on our shows, and then they went, bye-bye. Anyway... but he had a laundry list of quarterbacks 25 and younger, guys who have been taken over the last 3 years who were already benched, guys who are already fighting for their lives in the NFL. And there's this problem, I think there is, where, you know, some people have highlighted there's a developmental problem in the NFL. Now you and I discussed yesterday on the phone the middle class. Let's hold off on that for just a second. The middle class of quarterbacks, hold off on that. Because I really think, Anthony, that this is something that we got to talk about, and we're going to continue to talk about here over the next couple of months, depending on how this season goes. And really, I got to tell you, like, there is a tinge in me that looks at what this football team has been and what these draft classes has been, and I'm going, he's only 30. He'll be 31 next year. I go, what if? What if he has a tremendous year for the rest of this year? You know, he was a former number one overall pick. What if we got our guy like that? You know, you see what Sam Darnold has done to start this year at Minnesota. Baker has been, I mean, they throw the ball constantly. I know they're only 4-4 down there, and some of it's cooled off a little bit. But I don't think that it's his fault down there in Tampa Bay by any means necessary. I mean, they throw the ball like crazy. He's got to be having a blast down there. And I'm thinking, all right, you got him down there. And then we got this fella. And he was great on Sunday. And I know it's one game, but that's what I'm saying. It's only a tinge. It's not a prevailing thought of going, guys, we need to make Jameis the full-time starter and the long-term starter. It's not that. It's not that. But there is a tinge that I hope in the back of my mind, like, hey, could that be a conversation that we have maybe, You know, after the Steelers game on that Thursday night football on November 21st, we come in here. Or maybe that's still a little bit too soon. That's a month away, and you play three games in that time. You will have played four games with him overall. Maybe it's after Kansas City on December 15th. You know, maybe you come in the next day, and they played well, and maybe they lost. You go, you know what? Jameis might be the guy. I don't know about any of these guys coming out in this draft. Maybe Jameis should just be our guy for the foreseeable future. What, can we throw a Baker Mayfield type of contract at this guy? Am I the only one who has a little bit of tinge? Not like it has to happen yet, but is there something in the back of my mind, something there that maybe hopes that he could be that guy, that can be a decent enough starter with Kevin Stefanski as his head coach, maybe Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator? I still don't know how much. I don't know how much I put into it overall, but I mean, do you have that, any of that hope at all, Tone?
So,
in the play calling, I mean, I don't know how much I put in play calling overall.
I've never had that with Jameis, which is why I was so interested that it just took one game in which it was the full gamut of the Jameis experience. The interceptions didn't go in the tally, you know, in the box score as interceptions, but it was the Jameis quintessential game where he was so much fun to watch. It was Joe Flacco-esque. He was all of a sudden receivers who probably around the league people had never heard of. They're like, who's that guy? Who's Cedric Tillman?
Yeah.
Elijah Moore. Wait, he's still playing? Wasn't he a second round pick at one point? Even Jerry Jeudy got in on it. Like, everybody was touching the football. And then he also had three of the worst passes you've ever seen. Like, kind of like, you know, the Joe Flacco pick sixes. These were pop-ups for you to intercept. They were the easiest interceptions ever. And they dropped them and you won the game. And I saw this kind of trickle of fans start to go, why not? Just like you said, why not? And it's year 11 for Jameis. And what I have, I'll be honest, I probably haven't been all that fair to Jameis. I've probably just been kind of looking at his career going, all right, we've already checked him off and moved on as a guy that can really start in the NFL for a big time team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what, now, to be fair, I did that to Baker Mayfield too. And Baker Mayfield is putting up great numbers. He's on a 500 team. Not all his fault. His receivers are now down. It's going to be tough for him. But again, Baker's fun to watch. He has thrown a ton of touchdowns this year. And now the interceptions and the bad plays are starting to creep up because he's pressing, they're losing, and he has to do more stuff.
It's like, man.
So I've put Jameis in that category. I've kind of checked him off mentally as a starter on a team looking to contend. So is that unfair to me? Can he, in year 11, well, next year would be year 12, can he turn that around in the right system?
I don't know.
Can he be a managed quarterback too?
I think he's in
his
10th season this year.
Okay.
Jameis. Sorry, just for...
But can he, is he that guy that can do that? Or is his career arc already written? We have seen Geno Smith change that. But Geno didn't have the starts. So Geno is still a bit of a mystery. Jameis really isn't a mystery.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
A guy who always took a ton of sacks, made a lot of great throws, and then back-breaking decisions where you're like, well, he, and then there were some leadership questions. And I know that's crazy right now because all we do is play his quotes and everyone's like, that's leadership. It's not leadership for everybody. Kind of going over that. That some guys that goes in one ear
can
out the other.
Can he be a leader as a starter, though? Can he be that guy as a starter?
That's a good question.
You know, that has to be
thought
of.
Or is he still too immature? Like the things that we know that he's on record doing both on the field and off. Is that a mature guy? Now, we question that about Baker. Baker seems to have matured in a hurry.
Yes. I mean, again, when you get from 20 to 30, there's so many things that change. I mean, your frontal lobe doesn't even develop until you're 25, for crying out loud, for a male. So now he's 30 years old. You know, I'm just thinking out loud here. Like, we just started this odyssey with this guy. But, man, I'm looking at this. I'm going, yeah, you know, I think people see this. And you know, there's points and counterpoints here because I find this. And, you know, say this again, this tweet, Anthony Richardson, 22, Bryce Young, 23, Trey Lance, 24, Justin Fields, 25, Will Levis, Zach Wilson, all 25. Mac Jones and Kenny Pickett are 26, says they're all benched. And then this person who's just a regular fan who goes, well, you know, there is Caleb Williams, who's 22, Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud, who are 23, Brock Purdy, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence, who's 24, Jordan Love is 25, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, who are 26, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, they're all 27, they're all starters. And it's the point-counterpoint of development, or some guys are just being drafted and they just can't make it in the NFL, where it's a bigger guessing game than it's ever been. Before, there was a quote-unquote prototype. Is there a prototype anymore for the quarterback position in the NFL? I don't think there is.
I think the prototype is they all have to be able to run, which seems like all the young guys, that's
basically
what they want.
But Jameis isn't a runner.
No, but all the young guys, remember, he's drafted 10
years ago. You're right. But I wonder, just knowing that he can put the ball on a wide receiver and still move the ball through the air, and that he's best protected where? From the pocket. He's sturdiest where? In the pocket. He doesn't take a lot of hits like we had before. He got rid of the ball on Sunday. Now, things change. It was 1 week, right? So that's why this is all premature. It's a seed that's planted, and I don't know if it's going to grow. But it does make me start to think. I go, hey, 30, 31 years old, veteran here. If I'm not in love with this class, if I'm not in love with one person, it only takes one person from the class, depending on where you're at. Well, can that guy be that guy for you? Well, if you're in a position to still draft in the top three, Jameis ain't going to be that guy for you. If you all of a sudden end up 11th in the order of drafting, well, maybe you want to go after a tackle. Maybe you want to go after a wide receiver. Maybe you want to make some moves and stockpile some draft choices for the future in case Jameis were to go belly up.
Yeah,
but you also have to sign Jameis for a contract that's going to be of some decent size if he ends up playing that well.
And you're guaranteeing the starting job if you do this, right?
Yes.
You have to.
Because, well, I think whoever it's going to be next year is going to be probably guaranteed the starting job. Because, I just can't see Deshaun Watson playing for this football team ever again.
Okay, so what was it? 2 weeks ago, I famously said, sometimes these things work their way out. And I told you it wasn't a very sophisticated take. With Jameis, won't that happen here? Like, if Jameis all of a sudden isn't throwing all those interceptions,
he'll be an abomination at some point.
No, but what I'm saying,
or he would be.
Well, if he is an abomination at some point, then they're not giving him a starting job for next year. They're not gifting him that.
And they're drafting somebody.
If it's 30 for 30 Jameis, the Browns will rule him out. No? Are they just going to buy themselves a year when Myles Garrett is at the stage he's at, Wyatt Teller's the stage he's at, Joel Bitonio, like all the same questions we went into at the beginning of the year.
Well, you mean buy themselves a year just like with Jameis next year, you're saying?
You're not winning a Super Bowl with Jameis, right?
No.
So,
I don't think so.
To a lot of fans, unless if he has a Joe Flacco-like run here, will fans talk themselves into he can make a Super Bowl run?
Yes. Especially if they don't trust the quarterbacks.
What if he has the playoff game that Joe Flacco had?
No.
So will
they'll want to bring him back, though. They don't want to make the same mistake twice. I mean, Joe's playing again in Indianapolis.
So if that was
against, I think everybody would.
If it follows the Joe Flacco script to a T, will people be excited about next season? Here's Jameis. We saw how the season ended. And, by the way, here comes Deshaun Watson. Like, how are fans going to feel about that?
Is Deshaun his backup?
Whatever it is, whatever the role is, does that feel like you're punting on season waiting
Deshaun
for the next quarterback?
I think if Deshaun goes back to being the starter and it's like, hey, we've retained Jameis Winston, but Jameis is going to be the backup, I think people are going to go, what the bleep are we doing here? I think you will have more just farting in their general direction as you've ever had. with the fan base. I think the fan base was downtrodden to begin with this year. I don't think you can run that back again. What's left in that tank, Anthony? There's nothing there.
Okay, what about the other part of it is, Jameis is coming back. We're signing him to a contract. 2 years, but only so much guaranteed. And Deshaun Watson may not be ready at the start of training camp, may not be ready at the start of the regular season, but he'll be the number two.
Okay.
How are fans on that? If it ended the same way that it ended with Joe Flacco.
I think in terms, oh God. Well, they go to the playoffs this year?
Yeah, they go on a magical run.
Oh, jeez.
They go to the playoffs.
They are 2-6.
But then he's Jameis Winston in the playoffs.
And I think you're walking me into a trap of what I was saying yesterday, but they are 2-6. It's still an improbable run. If they get to the playoffs,
we had the improbable run last year.
Then that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a magical run back to the playoffs there. So I think that they would find themselves plenty excited. He has to play well to win these games. Yeah, I mean, you have to play well against Kansas City. You have to play well against Denver in Denver. You have to play well. I don't know what Miami's going to be, and I know Miami historically, since I was a little kid, has been terrible in December, but you have to play well against those teams. So he will have played well enough by that time if they get to the playoffs where people are like, yeah, sure, sign me up.
The funny thing is they'd be going into Houston or going into Buffalo.
Because by that time, it's not just Jameis or Player X. It's Jameis or moving way up in the draft for Player X. And I think that people have no problem talking themselves out of this draft class with quarterbacks. I actually like a couple of these guys. Actually, I like three of them. But I know that not three of them are going to all make it in the NFL. And I think fans know that. They want that guy. If they don't believe that they can get that guy, yeah, they'll sign up for another year with Jameis. They're not going to want to sign up for another year with Deshaun Watson. No. Mm-mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.